people say these days it is accepted that America exists to force equality at home and abroad. We've got it from the Declaration of Independence. The problem is, of course, that people don't understand what the word independence means. Independence does not mean that America exists to enforce equality around the world. Independence, the word itself, means that a country that we take care of ourselves only. The British are no longer taking care of us, and we are no longer taking care of the British. It's as simple as that. That's what independence means. The word independence as a declaration of how that all men are created equal is insane. The United States Constitution begins by saying what everybody knew, that the only purpose of the Constitution is to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. This was written in 1787. And so the limitation, this whole business of the nation of immigrants, which was written on the Statue of Liberty, the lady who wrote it, Emma Lazarus, was an outspoken, in fact, the Encyclopedia Britannica described her first as a champion of her people. She was a Zionist. Lifelong and devoted. Her loyalty was not to the United States. And nobody would have written anything like "Give me your huddled masses, Jewish or non-Jewish," on anything sitting in the harbor of Zion.